Sale hi, ya baba. Wahin lalhu. Wahin did. Oh, good. Is this on? Oh, Lord, I'm embarrassing myself. Don't forget my Cole Sports MVPs. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is yours for free today, right now. All you have to do is go to ColeJohnsonOnline.com and get that copy. That's right. Why Your GOAT Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks of all time, for free. Go get it. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast that is always suitable for work, home, families, play, car commutes, grocery trips, and all other places, home and away, Cole Sports! I am your man, that man, Cole Johnson, and you have entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. On this podcast, we got headlines for you, headlines galore. We also going to break down the March Madness. Ugh, so thrilling. And, of course, we're going to put a subject under further review. But for right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Cleveland. The small forward extraordinaire LeBron James decides to unfollow his team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, on Twitter.
Oh, no!
I can't tell you how much that really breaks me up. I mean, we're going to hear all these inane questions. Yeah, inane questions such as, are you going to be leaving Cleveland anytime soon? You know, questions such as, how many of your friends you going to get on your team? You know, the questions such as, when is your behind going back to Miami? I mean, just these questions such as, when you actually going to own the team and stop acting like you are de facto general manager right now? Oh my gosh, LeBron, he's unfollowing the team on Twitter. Oh Lord. This ain't news. In other news, Dateline, San Antonio. So in the game of the century, the San Antonio Spurs put a decent-sized defensive butt-whooping on the Golden State Warriors to the tune of 87-79 this past Saturday. Unfortunately, this past Monday, they went to Charlotte, had a 23-point lead, and then they laid an absolutely beautiful egg. The team that was voted number one in the power rankings of NBA annals held an L going out of Charlotte. Now, why is it that people want to throw so much shade on the Warriors, and they're so quick to anoint another team to really replace them? Look, let the two teams play the rest of the regular season. They got two more matchups to come in the regular season, and more than likely, barring injury on either side of the team, either side of the ledger, you will probably see these two teams meet up in the Western Conference Final. Too bad that is the real NBA Finals and not the series to precede it, which, if whomever advances out of that series, they're going to clobber whoever comes out of the East. It's unfortunate. Oh, but speaking of the East, Dateline, Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, and Miami. You know, I was just being bored with this NBA regular season because it was all about Stephon Curry shooting threes from the parking lot and the Spurs being forgotten but whooping up teams to where they can almost win 70 games themselves this season. And LeBron James, unhappy that the team is not on one accord, and then they rally and win, and then they're unhappy again, and then they rally and win again. And I'll be doggone, there actually is a race in the Eastern Conference. The Hawks, the Celtics, the Hornets, and the Heat, as of this recording, midweek. All four teams are fighting for the number three seed, and they're separated by one half of a game. And these are great teams, in the context of the Eastern Conference. You have Atlanta. I know this is going to make my brother happy in the Benny. You have Atlanta, who, after their slow start this year, they're coming on strong, and they're actually one of the two hottest teams in the last month. So we should see if that momentum continues. Did you have the Celtics? Great young team, and that coach and Stevens, that was a great find and a great get by the brass. Then you have the Hornets. The team of college all-stars led by Kemba Walker actually now is starting to make Michael Jordan, yes, the aforementioned Air Jordan, the aforementioned guy who owns a sneaker, the aforementioned guy that he can just simply sponsor something and get money. No, actually, he can just put his name on a product and he gets $10 million. Yes, that Michael Jordan. He now owns a team that is actually competitive in Charlotte. I think that's great. Hopefully that continues. And then you have the Heat. Now, they're supposed to be the team that is the one you don't want to face in the playoffs. Well, I see that point. You have Wade, number three shooting guard in the history of the NBA, in my opinion. But he's long in the tooth. You have Hassan Whiteside. The dude is basically a throwback center, and I like his style, but he sometimes becomes unglued a little too quickly. And then you have the X Factor. Chris Bosh. Now, I know all of you were entertaining, and all of you just throwing shade at him with the face only an avatar could love, and the fact that there were stories about him playing Miss Pac-Man in Dwayne Wade's house at 2 and 3 in the morning with Gabrielle Union in another room just laughing it up. But the man has heart. He came back from blood clots in his lungs last year. And he's coming back from a blood clot scare in his lungs this year. Unfortunately, I do not think he will be back in the lineup soon enough nor long enough to really have the Heat go where they're wanting to go. And that is the Eastern Conference Finals at worst. Of course, they want to be in the finals itself. I just don't see it happening. Not with the way the team is made up right now. But that is an interesting race, and we'll see who's going to be the number 3, 4, 5, and 6 seed from those four teams. That will be interesting. In the next few weeks, we'll know. Dateline, New York. New York Giants safety Landon Collins. You know, you come across a time when you become a man and you find that special woman and you want to wife her. And you get down on your knees after you find that rock and you propose that question. And the woman of your dream says yes. Ah, that's such a beautiful, wonderful, glorious time. But this is coming off the heels of him impregnating and having babies with not one, not two, but three other baby mamas. Yes. Yes, it appears that Collins wants to challenge Antonio Cromartie off the field. Yes, the same man that has, I believe now, 11 children from 9 baby mamas. Yeah, it looks like Collins wants to challenge that record. Well, I hope that you play really well. And I hope you get a really fat contract, man. Because something tells me you're not going to see a dime of it if you're going to be a marginal player. But congratulations on your engagement. And also congratulations on your children. And to the baby mamas, congratulations on having Colin's money. When I come back, I'm going to put a subject under further review, but immediately following the break, life after March Madness. How glorious is it after the brackets? Be right back. Calling all my Cole Sports MVPs that are in the area of Nashville. I mean, you, and especially you. Come on down. That's right. Come on down to Buffalo Wild Wings in the West Nashville Shopping Center. That's 6816 Charlotte Pike. Be there at 3 o'clock, April 2nd. Come on down. We're going to eat some wings. We're going to talk some sports. And we're going to have a good time. You're going to see me, the ultimate intelligent sportsman, ready to take your hot takes and ready to dish them right back to you. The way you deserve. Cole Sports, the gathering. That's right. The podcast is going on the road near you. Welcome back. How can I express this viewpoint succinctly and well? You know, we get excited when we get around St. Patrick's Day because there's a few things going on. Of course, people use St. Patrick's Day as really a weak excuse to get drunk. In fact, I was driving home from work on St. Patrick's night, and I saw a car just careen and smash into a divider on the left-hand shoulder, while I saw two other cars that were messed up on the right shoulder. But why was that important? Well, this was on the eve of the first night of March Madness. Yeah, I know it officially started that Tuesday, but really, the field of 64 is when it all begins, when the soap operas get preempted by the rash of games that start from noon to midnight Thursday and then noon to midnight on Friday. That's when you know that you are in March Madness time. And then, of course, the mad rush that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to fill out brackets, men and women all around the country. They just know that they're going to hit that right amount of teams. They just know that their team is going to advance, whether it's their alma mater, or it's the team they've rooted for their whole lives, or it's the team that people tell them is good and would probably advance all the way to an NCAA championship. And, of course, there are the teams that are your Cinderellas, because you root for the underdog to win against the favorite. But then that excitement dies away that Saturday after. And for me, I don't really have any excitement after that Thursday and the Friday, and it normally is around mid-March. I don't really get excited any longer about that. I try, but I don't. Because it's good to see the upsets and teams that you didn't expect to advance go onward. Yeah, it's fun, but then, of course, the field narrows down, and then, of course, you have the power players happen. And that's exactly what happened. I mean, you look at how the brackets fell. for this week. Kansas, North Carolina, Virginia, Gonzaga, Syracuse, Notre Dame. I mean, they're all big-time programs. Now, they all may not be historically rich basketball-wise, some of them, but their names, their familiar names, those Cinderellas are gone. And for those of you that say, well, you know, I would follow the teams if the Cinderellas went onward all the way and had a wonderful run. Well, I would enter the 2006 George Mason basketball team. Yeah, the team that is in Northern Virginia, that one. They had a run that went all the way to the Final Four. And they played in Indianapolis, and of course they got bounced in the national semifinals. But I listened to the murmur from everyone who followed and everyone who follows college basketball, and it was like, okay, you got teams that we really don't care for. I mean, you had UCLA then, you had Florida that won it, you had LSU that was there, but really don't care. And that pretty much is how it feels to me. It's like, okay, you fill out the brackets, and then after that,
wake me when the tournament's over.
And I think it started earlier, because when the co-favorites, Michigan State, got bounced by Middle Tennessee State University by the tune of 90-81, I think all of the country
had a collective yawn. And they said, okay, forget it.
It's on to the NBA. And I feel the same way. Kudos to those who have made it to the Sweet 16. I hope things go well for you. But I'm so proud of all of you. But I'm so glad that the NCAA basketball season is really officially over. When I come back, I'm going to put a subject upon further review. One more time, my Cole Sports MVPs. Why your GOAT ain't mine. The five greatest quarterbacks in NFL histories is yours right now for free. All you have to do is get on to ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Log on to ColeJohnsonOnline.com. And that book is yours. For how much? That's right. Free. 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 All you got to do is one simple thing. Go get it. Right now. Hey, 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 all you Nashvillians, come on down. Saturday, April 2nd, Buffalo Wild Wings, West Nashville Shopping Center, 6816 Charlotte Pike. Come on down, 3 p.m. I got wings for you. It don't get any better than that. Come on down. Cole Sports presents The Gathering, April 2nd, Saturday, 3 p.m. I'll see you there. If not, beat me there. On my next podcast, I'm going to expound on the secret to OKC success. I'm also going to give a shout out to a deserving player in the NBA that's often overlooked. Going to put a subject on the further review, And, of course, I'm going to award the Dolt of the Week. But for this episode, I'm putting this subject upon further review. It looks like Hotlanta, that was slated to have a Super Bowl in their fair city sometime around the 2019 or 2020 season because of their beautiful, soon-to-be-unveiled stadium of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, might be in jeopardy. It might be in jeopardy. And why do I say that? Well, I say it for two reasons. One, they seem to have a difficult problem whenever they have ice storms there. let's just say the city government and the county government seem to have difficulty making sure people can safely travel to and from wherever they're going around that time period. But a second potential problem may arise. According to ProFootballTalk.com, Georgia is in the process of deciding whether to make a bill into a law that supports a religious liberty bill. And if they do so, it is considered a gay discrimination, well, an anti-gay discrimination type of bill. And if it becomes law, the chances of Atlanta hosting the Super Bowl may be jeopardized. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution went onward to say this, and I quote, NFL policies emphasize tolerance and inclusiveness and prohibit discrimination based on age, gender, race, religion, sexual orientation, or any other improper standard. Whether the laws and regulations of a state and local community are consistent with these policies would be one of many factors NFL owners may use to evaluate potential Super Bowl host sites. Close quote. Now, why is this somewhat news? Well, Arizona came this close to passing a similar type of bill. Came very close. But the governor of Arizona decided to veto the bill because the NFL basically said to the state, if you pass this and make this law, you will lose the Super Bowl coming there. That is how huge the Super Bowl franchise is. The money that you get, and not just from the game itself, but from the festivities that happen because of it, is lucrative. It basically is a shot in an arm to any community that hosts the Super Bowl. So if this does become law, this could be troublesome for Atlanta, because you have the NFL, who to me is the most powerful sports entity in the United States today, and one of the most powerful entities in the world. If you have them to say, no, your city is not good enough because your state definitely is not good enough to have us put on an event because we feel that you're bigoted. Imagine the All-Star game in the NBA being bypassing them. Imagine the All-Star game with Major League Baseball. They may bypass Atlanta. So this has huge economic ramifications. Now, I don't like to see any group, I don't care what it is, discriminated against. Nobody deserves to be discriminated against. Nobody. Nobody. All parties deserve love, and all parties deserve to be loved. And I did not stutter. And that includes gays. Every group deserves to be loved. And every group deserves to have the chance to succeed on the same playing field as everybody else. I mean, I could look at it just from the financial end, but it is very safe to say it is easy to also look at it from the moral end. I get it that you have those who are stuck in their ways and they want to go back to the way things were. I get that. But sometimes you have to be stronger than the elements that are against you. And you have to show every other person who may not believe in what you do, you have to show them the power. The power of what that one force can do to change their life by the example you live, and not by excluding them from the social table. You only do one thing and one thing only. You harm everybody else in the process. So to the Georgia Senate, Georgia House, and all Georgia representatives, be very careful in how you step, because this could be your financial life or death. Choose and choose wisely. The fate of your state may depend on it. If you happen to like this podcast or anyone preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. That's at Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. You can also follow me on YouTube. You can also follow me on other platforms as well. And if you are looking at me on YouTube, check the description tab below. And like, subscribe, share. I'm also on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. And I hope you enjoy what you see. I hope you enjoy what you hear. Like, subscribe, share, but most importantly, enjoy. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is...